Hello, this is Rebecca Schissel Marshall from the University of Georgia with another session of Dealing with Stressful Times. So today, what I'd like to talk about is big emotions and dealing with big emotions. And in this time of uncertainty, you may notice that there's some feelings of discomfort or feeling of disappointment or even fear. And what I'd like to do is just to offer you a tool for noticing those emotions and for helping to process them a little bit. So in this session, we'll notice how it feels in the body to have those emotions. So it's bringing a mindfulness component to the emotions that we're having. So perhaps you might notice them a couple different ways. We'll start first with the body. You may notice that there might be a physical sensation in the body that you haven't really noticed before. So maybe there's a tightness in the chest, or a sinking feeling in the belly. And you might not have an emotion that's tied with this, but you may simply have a physical sensation that you're aware of. This physical sensation that's there, I want you to get really curious about it, to begin to open to the possibility of why it's there or what's there. So first I'll ask you to just notice the sensation in your body. How big is that sensation? Is it the size of a basketball, baseball, golf ball? Just notice. No judgment, just awareness. And you might also wonder if there's a color associated with that sensation. Maybe there's a darkness to it, or a particular color like blue or green, gray or black. Again, there's no judgment about it. We're just noticing what's present. And as you get curious, right, this is a, oh, that's interesting moment, because there's no judgment about what is there. Notice you've got this sensation that's there. You might notice how big it is, the colors that are with it. And then I want you to almost feel like you're sitting next to it. So if there's a tightness in your chest, if you sat next to that sensation in your body, in your chest, maybe it might give you some information. Like maybe there's an associated emotion, something that you're feeling that's going along with that. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe it has to do with the current situation in the world, or maybe it just has to do with you haven't moved your body yet today. Again, we're just bringing mindfulness and awareness to what's here now. So if there's an emotion that's with it, that's one particular way to pay attention to the emotion, is first find the physical sensation and then notice if there's an associated emotion that goes with it. And in that noticing, as you're sitting with it, then you might ask, you know, what do I need to do right now? How can I support myself in this moment? And perhaps take some mindful action. So maybe it's, again, that you need to move your body, or that you're hungry, or that you're feeling sad. So now you have this information about the physical body and how that can lead to emotions that you have. And we're going to pause and kind of hold that in pause, and we're going to go at it from the other direction. So perhaps you notice you're feeling a particular emotion. Maybe you notice, oh man, I'm feeling really angry, feeling irritated, I'm feeling grief. And again, then you can reverse that. Say, well, where do I feel that in my body? What is the physical sensation that goes along with sadness, that goes along with anger? And maybe there are two or three emotions present and two or three sensations, and that's okay too, right? Being present in the moment without judgment. So here you are, you notice this emotion, you notice where it's located within the body. You notice, perhaps you want to do the same process we did before. What color is this sensation in your body? Is it light? Is it heavy? Is there a dark color, particular color? Is there a size to it? So you're noticing what's present. And then in that same way that maybe you could sit down next to it, as if you could just hang out next to that emotion that's happening. The physical sensation, all of it. And as you're present for that emotion and that physical sensation, again, you can ask, how can I support myself right now? And you might hear a message that's like, eat all the chocolate. And that's not necessarily what we want to go. We want to see what is supportive. Right? What's supportive? Is it that you need to reach out to a friend, give a friend a call? Is it that you need to schedule a counseling session? Is it that you need to just be outside in nature? Maybe it's turning off the news for a period of time. What would be a kindness to you? So if your best friend was there giving you some advice, what would that best friend say? And in that process, as you notice the big emotions, as you notice the sensations in your body, you're gathering information, right, in a very non-judgmental way. And to end it, my experience has been then to say something kind to yourself. So placing your hand over your heart, or just even finding a moment of quiet, closing your eyes if that feels right to you, and saying something that is believable to you and kind. So it could just be like, I'm here for you. Or, I see that you're working really hard. Or I'll help you get whatever help you need. Right? If you say something like, you're the smartest person in the world, that might be a little harder to believe. But I see that you're working really hard right now, even though things are tough. And I'm here for you. Or even, I love you. And then just notice how that feels in the body. So what we've talked about today is feeling the sensations in the body and noticing if that's associated with an emotion. And then in the same way, you can feel the emotions, notice the emotions that are present, and notice if those have a physical component that goes with it. Watching what the mind says is always part of this. What story is the mind making up about this? Coming back to the present moment. And then if it feels good for you, playing around with saying something kind to yourself so that you can support yourself in whatever way is needed. So hopefully that's helpful to you as you're dealing with difficult and stressful times. And I'll be back again with another session of dealing with difficult times.